یکی بود یکی نبود، غیر از خدا هیچ کس نبود. پادشاهی دارای سه پسر بود، شاهزاده جمشید،
سیمرغ. Once there was and once there wasn't. In the old, old times there was a king who had three sons, Prince Jamshid, Prince Kumaz, and the youngest, Prince Khurshid. He was the king's favorite because he was the bravest of all. In the palace gardens there grew a pomegranate tree with only three pomegranates. The seeds were fabulous gems that shone like lamps by night. When ripe, the pomegranates would turn into three beautiful girls who were to become the wives of the three princes. Every night, by the king's order, one of his sons guarded the tree, lest anyone should steal the pomegranates. One night, when Prince Jamshid was guarding the tree, he fell asleep, and in the morning one pomegranate was missing. The next night, Prince Kumaz was on guard, but he also fell asleep, and the next morning another pomegranate was missing. When it came to Prince Khurshid's turn, he cut one of his fingers and rubbed salt into the wound so that the burning would keep him awake. Shortly after midnight, a cloud appeared above the tree, and a hand, coming out of it, picked the last pomegranate. Prince Khurshid drew his sword and cut off one of its fingers. The hand and the cloud quickly disappeared. In the morning, when the king saw drops of blood on the ground, he ordered his sons to track them, find the thief and bring back the stolen pomegranates. The three princes followed the trail of blood drops over mountains and deserts until they reached a deep well. Prince Jamshid offered to be lowered down the well with a rope. Less than halfway down, he screamed, "Pull me up, I'm burning." His brothers pulled him up. Next, Prince Kumaz went down, and soon he too cried out that he was burning. When Prince Khurshid went down the well, he told his brothers that no matter how loudly he shouted, they should not pull him up, but instead let the rope down further, and they should wait for him only until dark. If there was no sign of him, they could go home. Prince Khurshid entered the well and, despite the unbearable heat, went all the way down to the bottom, where he found a young girl, beautiful as a full moon. On her lap lay the head of a sleeping div, a giant demon whose thunderous snores filled the air with heat and smoke. "Prince Khurshid," the girl whispered, "what are you doing here? If this thief wakes up, he will surely kill you, as he has killed many others. Go back while there is still time." Prince Khurshid, who had fallen in love with her at first glance, refused. He asked her who she was and why she was there. "My two sisters and I are captives of this thief and his two brothers. My sisters are imprisoned in two other wells where the Deevs have hidden the stolen wealth of almost all the world." Prince Khurshid said, "I am going to kill the Deevs and free you and your sisters, but I will wake him first. I do not wish to kill him in his sleep." The prince scratched the soles of the Deevs' feet until he woke. Roaring, the Deev picked up a millstone and threw it at the prince, who quickly stepped aside, drew his sword and cut the Deev in half. Thereafter he went to the other two wells, finished off the Deevs and rescued the sisters of his beloved. He also collected the treasure. As it was not yet dark, his brothers were still waiting for him, and when he called them, they started to pull up the rope. The girl wanted him to go up before her, because she knew that when his brothers saw the jewels, they would be jealous. But the prince insisted she went first. Since she could not change his mind, she said, "If your brothers leave you here, there are two things you should know. First, there are in this land a golden cock and a golden lantern that can lead you to me. The cock is in a chest, and when you open it, he will sing for you. And when he sings, all kinds of gems will pour from his beak. The golden lantern burns on its own forever. The second thing you should know is this. Later in the night there will come two oxen that will fight each other. One is black, the other white. If you jump on the white ox, it will take you out of the well. But if, by mistake, you jump on the black one, it will take you 7 floors further down. As she had predicted, when the princes Jamshid and Kumar saw the girls and the boxes of gold and silver, they became jealous. Knowing that their father would surely give him the kingdom, they cut the rope and let him fall to the bottom of the well. Then they went home and told their father that they had rescued the girls, killed the thieves and brought all the treasure, and that Prince Khurshid had not come back. Prince Khurshid was heartbroken. He saw two oxen approaching and stood up as they started to fight. In his excitement, he jumped onto the black ox and dropped with it 7 floors down. When he opened his eyes, he found himself in a green pasture with a view of a city in the distance. He was walking towards it when he met a peasant ploughing. Being hungry and thirsty, he asked the peasant for bread and water. The peasant told him to be careful and not to talk out loud because there were two lions nearby. If they heard him, they would come out and eat the oxen. Then he said, "You take over the ploughing and I will get you something to eat." Prince Khurshid started to plough, commanding the oxen in a loud voice. Two roaring lions came charging towards him, but the prince captured the lions, turned the oxen loose and hitched the lions to the plough. When the peasant returned, he was amazed. Prince Khurshid said, "Don't be afraid. The lions are harmless now and will not hurt you. But if you're worried, I will let them go." When he saw that the farmer was still reluctant to approach, he unfastened the lions and they returned to where they had come from. The peasant had brought food but no water. He explained, "There is no water in the city because a dragon is sleeping in front of the spring. Every Saturday a girl is taken to the spring so that when the dragon moves to devour her, some water runs through the city streams and people can collect enough for the following week. This Saturday it is the king's daughter who is to be offered to the dragon." Prince Khurshid had the peasant take him to the king. "What will be my reward if I kill the dragon and save your daughter's life?" The king replied, "Whatever you wish within my power." Saturday came and the prince went with the girl to the spring. The moment the dragon moved aside to devour her, Prince Khurshid slew him. There was joy and celebration in the city. Asked to name his reward, Prince Khurshid said that his one wish was to return to his homeland. The king answered, "The only one who can take you up 7 floors is Simorgh, a bird who lives in the middle of a sea on a tree which contains all the seeds of the vegetable world. Whenever Simorgh flies up from the tree, 1,000 branches grow, and whenever she sits on it, 1,000 branches break and the seeds fall into the water. Every year Simorgh lays 3 eggs, and every year her chicks are eaten by a serpent. If you can kill the serpent, she will take you home." Prince Khurshid found the tree in which Simorgh had her nest. While he was watching, he saw a serpent climbing up the tree to eat the frightened chicks. He cut the serpent into small pieces and fed some to the hungry chicks who were waiting for their mother to bring them food. He saved the rest for later and went to sleep under the tree. When Simorgh flew over the nest and saw Prince Khurshid, she thought he must be the one who ate her chicks every year. She was ready to kill him, but her chicks shouted to her that he had in fact saved them from their enemy. Realising that he had killed the serpent, she instead stretched her wings over Prince Khurshid's head to make shade for him while he slept. When he awoke, the prince told Simorgh his story and asked whether she could help him. Simorgh told him to go back to the king and ask him for the meat of 7 bulls. Make 7 leather bags out of their hides and fill them with water. These will be my provisions for the journey. I need them to be able to take you home. Whenever I say I'm hungry, you must give me a bag of water. And when I say I'm thirsty, you must give me the carcass of a bull. On their journey ascending the 7 floors, Prince Khurshid did exactly as Simorgh had instructed him, until only 1 bag of water was left. When Simorgh said she was thirsty, Prince Khurshid instead cut off some flesh from his thigh and put it in Simorgh's beak. Simorgh immediately realised it was human flesh. She held it gently in her beak until they reached their destination. As soon as he dismounted, the prince urged Simorgh to fly back at once, but knowing he could not walk without limping, she used her saliva to restore the piece of his flesh to his thigh. Having learned how brave and unselfish the prince was, she then gave him 3 of her feathers, saying that if he ever were in need, he should burn one of them. With that, she flew away. Entering the city, Prince Khurshid learned that 3 royal weddings were planned, for Prince Jamshid and Prince Kumar's, and the 3rd for the vizier's son, because the youngest son of the king, Prince Khurshid, had never returned. One day, some men came to the shop where Prince Khurshid was apprenticed, saying they had been to all the jewellers in the city, but no one would undertake to make what the king had ordered. Prince Khurshid asked them what it was, and was told, "The girl who is to marry the vizier's son has a condition to the marriage. She will only marry the man who can bring her a golden cock, from whose bill gems will pour when it sings, and a golden lantern which burns forever. But we have found no jeweller who can make such things." Recognising the signs, Prince Khurshid spoke up. "With my master's permission, I can build you a chest with this golden cock, and also the golden lantern, by tomorrow." The men gave him the jewels needed to build those items and left. Prince Khurshid gave these all to his master, for he did not need them. That night, Prince Khurshid left the city and burned one of the feathers. When Simorgh came, he asked her to bring him what the girl had demanded, and she did so. In the morning, the astounded men took the precious items to the king, who at once summoned the young man to the court, and was overjoyed to discover it was none other than his favourite son. Prince Khurshid told his story, but also begged the king not to punish his brothers for the wrong they had done him. The whole town celebrated his return, and there were 3 weddings indeed. The king made Prince Khurshid his successor to the throne, and all lived happily ever after.